Now more of Inside Central Oregon.
We continue our conversation now with Andy Berger, the founder of Voices Against Trafficking. Andy's been a friend of mine for a long time now.
We have. It's been great.
And it really has. I really enjoy you. One of the things I like about you is you're so open about your past. We're going to talk about your publications and some of the projects you're working on in just a moment. But I would like to do a really quick story about how you got into this, because you were trafficked.
I was.
By your family.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And that's horrific. So you know what you're talking about.
I do. And even though it was in the early 60s, back then people didn't even talk about child abuse, right? If you had that crazy uncle or somebody, you know, was doing something wrong, you ignored them or you swept it under the rug. In fact, a lot of the victims I've spoken to were told specifically, well, if I survived it, you can survive it. Yeah. You know, grandpa's grandpa or whatever.
Sure.
But in my case, it was all immediate family members, male and female, and they didn't even know they could make money off of it at the time. But any adult that transports a child and knows what's going to happen to them, or even if they're keeping them in their own home and will not allow them the freedom to escape, you know, to go anywhere, do anything without them being present, that's a different kind of enslavement. But the point is that, yes, from 6 months old to 17 years old, Wow. That's how long it lasted. I had no real friends. I had a huge speech impediment. So I was bullied. I was teased. I was told I was stupid, and even at school. So I had no safe place, Dave. There was no one in that whole time that I could really trust or that would know to help me.
And if I remember the story right, you're like sitting on the curb or something. Yes. And you're thinking about, I'm gonna end my life.
Absolutely.
I don't want to live anymore.
At five, the beatings and the abuse and the touching and all the things that happened, the torture, it was so great. I thought I'd rather be dead. Mm-hmm. And I did go to that curb to sit there and wait for a car to be coming by fast enough to just jump in front of, because I thought if I'm dead, they can't touch me and I never have to go into that house or be with them ever again. But, you know, in that moment in my life, God interceded in someone else's life. It could be something else. But I clearly heard that voice in my heart saying, this is not the plan I have for you. Suicide is not the answer. And I trusted it. Now, it didn't change things automatically. There were a couple of other attempts, because I was locked up for 3 months in summer and not allowed to go out of a room and things like that. And there's some other things that happened. But at the end of the day, I'm here now and I get to help others and I can use my experience for good. And so that it doesn't take away everything, but at 17, when my birth mother tried to kill me for the last time, that was it. I just knew I had to help other people so that would never happen to them.
Wow. Side note, because I've never asked you this before. Did they ever get in trouble?
No. And back then, even when I tried to tell people, it was like, oh, it's just a family thing. It's just, you know, even judges would send kids back to abusive parents because they believed, well, all kids belong with their parents. Right. Wow. They never checked into things like that. So I was 17. So that was the 70s. And I just went right into college and I got the heck out of Hayville. And even though I was in Los Angeles, I just wanted to go away and be somewhere else away from them. And that's where I started realizing that other people lived differently than I did. I had no idea that some of the young people that were at college either had good lives or they had weird lives or they had parents that actually cared about them that they wanted to go see on vacation, things like that. So I started learning that I wanted to be different.
Do you feel like we have better resources now? I mean, we've got you. So there's a story now. We've got Voices Against Trafficking and lots of different organizations and such. So if you're in that situation, reach out. Someone will help you.
Absolutely. We have wonderful organizations here in Central Oregon. We have wonderful opportunities all throughout the U.S. So if you are out there, you are not alone and it is not your fault. And if you want help, healing, and hope, then please do reach out. And if you don't feel like you can reach out to us, then go get those hotline numbers and call somebody that doesn't know you and they'll still help you. That's why we have those helplines and hotlines on our site.
So important. What's the website?
VoicesAgainstTrafficking.com.
Okay. Up next, I want to talk about your projects.
Yes.
We just got to take a quick break, but I think it's important to get your story out there. I think it's important that people know that you're not just some lady over there whistling Dixie.
That's
you,
right.
You know about this stuff, and you've made it your life's work to help people, and you have helped people. Do you have any idea how many people you guys are impacting now? Because Wow. I mean, this is so big compared to when I first met you, even.
I know. It grew fast in 5 years. We had Beulah's Place for 14 years. And so I know in Central Oregon, it was 300 plus kids that we assisted in rescuing. And our 12th one just graduated university.
And that's local.
That's local. Yeah. Wow. I mean, those kids all came from here. But as far as collectively, and now with the 5 years of Voices Against Trafficking going international, I don't know, actually.
You're doing great work, Andy.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I'm glad to know you. You're a wonderful person.
Likewise. You're part of the solution, Dave, by being in media and helping us get the message out. So don't ever underestimate the power of that.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. All right, we're going to take that break. And I want to talk about some of the projects you guys are working on. You got all kinds of stuff going on. And it's really cool. So we'll talk about that right after these words.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.